From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency says that Iran has met the conditions necessary to lift sanctions under a deal with six world powers. In a statement, the International Atomic Energy Agency said Tehran had carried out all measures required under the deal to enable what is called implementation day, that is, to occur. The deal calls for Iran to curb its nuclear development program in exchange for the lifting of international sanctions that have hobbled its economy. The announcement came just hours after the United States and Iran announced a prisoner swap. The Americans being freed included Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, who had been held more than 500 days, a Christian pastor, and an Iranian-American member of the U.S. Marine Corps were also being freed. In all, Iran was to release five Americans. The U.S., meanwhile, will release seven Iranians who were either already in prison or were facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. Elsewhere, Islamic State militants have killed dozens of people in attacks on government-held areas of Deir al-Zor, Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports that at least 60 people had died in the northern suburb of al-Baghalia. Reuters news agency quotes a Syrian government official as saying that Islamic State fighters had killed at least 250 people, but those numbers have not been confirmed. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan's voters have elected Tsai Ing-wen as the island's first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which focused heavily on growing relations with China since coming to power 8 years ago. VOA's William Ide has more from Taipei.
Tsai Ing-wen's independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party not only won the presidency in the election, but a majority in the legislature for the first time, a development that could have a big impact on economic policies with China. Tsai has pledged to maintain peace and stable relations with the world's second-largest economy, but also is demanding that the vote and will of Taiwan's people not be overlooked. Tsai will not be sworn into office until May 20th, but the new legislature will be sworn into office in early February. When Tsai becomes Taiwan's president, dealing with the island's biggest trading partner, China, and helping strengthen a faltering economy, as well as wage stagnation, are some of the key challenges she will face. Bill Ide, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Burkina Faso government officials say the siege of an upscale hotel in which at least 23 people were killed in Ouagadougou has ended. Interior Minister Simon Campore said Saturday that the victims from 18 countries died in the attack at the Splendide Hotel. He added that more than 150 hostages were rescued in a security operation, but several of them were wounded. Campore said that three militant jihadists were killed in the attack, two women and one man. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Burkina Faso's president, who took office last month, visited the hotel Saturday and called the attack cowardly and vile. Indonesia's national police chief on Saturday announced that 12 suspected Islamic State loyalists have been arrested in connection with the first IS attack in the world's most populous Muslim country. In response to Thursday's attack linked to the Islamic State group, Indonesia will bar those who have joined the terror outfit in the Middle East from returning home. Also on Saturday, the government belatedly began shutting down websites, that is, and social media accounts of violent extremists. The VOA correspondent in Jakarta reports that many in Indonesia's intelligence community expect violent actions in the name of Islamic State again soon. And the new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, backed by China as a potential rival to the World Bank and other international lenders, opened in Beijing Saturday. The 57-member nations have contributed $100 billion in capital. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.